What up, guys? It's Rook here, drummer from Machine Gun Kelly, and you're listening to Sellouts, the podcast for MGK fans by MGK fans, presented by Pink Bucks. Let's go!
I don't ever wanna fall when I'm this high. Hey, 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 hey. Welcome to another episode of Sellouts, the podcast for MGK fans by MGK fans, presented by Pink Bucks. I am your host, Mike Kyle, and today, this is an interview, a long time coming. I am joined by Max Elson, aka MGK Thoughts on TikTok. I'm sure a ton of you follow that account. So Max, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike. It's been a long time, as you say.
For sure. I remember when I think I followed you guys or you guys followed me, and it was crazy because like that was kind of when our TikTok first started bubbling a little bit. And I remember my girlfriend Allie was actually like, did you just see who followed us? And it was you. And at that time, I think you had like 50K or something like that. And we kind of lost our minds here a little bit because it was the coolest thing. So, dude, you're crushing it over there.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, for sure. Let's just kind of dive into it, man. MGK, Colson Baker, aka Machine Gun Kelly, how did you become a fan of him all the way across the pond where you're at?
Well, it's kind of weird because, like, I was 13 when I first heard of MGK, and I was a big wrestling fan. So it was around WrestleMania 28, I think it was, when The Rock and John Cena were, like, having a once-in-a-lifetime fight. And I saw him repping, and I thought, this guy is definitely going to go far. He inspired me to like want to work out and just be better. So like ever since I saw him then, I was like, I'm rocking with this guy.
So you were also part of the big WrestleMania wave with Invincible and kind of like that first album that really like brought you into EST and the fandom as a whole.
Yeah, lace up.
Yeah. That's crazy, dude. That's crazy. Because I actually just recorded another podcast yesterday, and somebody I was talking to said the exact same thing. And through the podcast, I've learned that that is just a, like, that is one of the biggest ways that people got into MGK about 13 years ago. Or I'm sorry, 10 years ago in, you know, 2012, 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So fast forward all the way through now, so you're an OG, you've been here for, you know, over a decade. What is this whole ride over the past, you know, 3+ years been like for you?
It's just been mental. Like, I never expected to actually start a TikTok account. Like, I was doing a university project at the time back in 2021. I was in my final year. I was studying graphic design, and I was like, I was in an artist block where I was like, what am I doing? What am I designing? Stuff it. I'm going to start creating content. So I posted something back in March of 2021. And that's when it all kicked off. Like, I was like, my phone was popping off. I was like, what's this? And then it hit like 21K in like 2 days. I was like, what? So I went from there, and every day I was like trying to learn the algorithm. And I was trying to find like a lot of MGK accounts, but I couldn't really find any. So I was like, I'm going to have to represent here. So I kept going, and I was like, I'm going to try editing. So I was like, I'll find a lyric, see if people relate to it, and then I'll go from there. And then obviously here I am now, and it's just gone like that. And then obviously took a little bit of time off for like mental health reasons, because we all deserve to take time for ourselves. And then just came back. I'm like balancing it out, just designing and then editing.
Yeah, do you remember what your first post was that kind of went crazy?
It was a post of Downfall's High, where he was going, what the? And there's like a little quote underneath of it.
Yeah, and so that original post that you did, was that on it? Like, was your original like username at the time MGK Thoughts? Or is that something that kind of evolved as you started like learning the game a bit more?
At first, it started off as SW Thoughts, which SW stands for Southwest, because I'm from Southwest England. And I was just like, if I'm making Machine Gun Kelly content, I'm going to need to like change that, because it won't make sense if I'm putting like SW instead of like Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, for sure. And what's been like the coolest part about seeing the TikTok really explode?
It's just really nice seeing the whole EST family as a whole just putting their way of seeing him out there. Like, you'll see someone who sees him as his general admission self. You see people who prefer him at this point in his life, and at this point you're just like, it's nice to see it all. And like, I'm not the only MGK account out there. There's really good accounts like MGK Magic, Colson Content, and so many others, and it's just like, they really show it off. Like, they're really good.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's cool that you bring up kind of you're seeing people coming in at different points and you have people who like different albums. I talked about that recently with somebody as well, where you have like these different eras that people are kind of a part of. So for you, you know, coming in, I think you actually said, I'm pulling it up right now, you know, your favorite album is Tickets My Downfall, right?
Yeah.
But you've been a fan for 10 plus years. So what was it about that album that you're like, I love this more than anything else?
Well, I was in a really dark point in my life. I was just like, I was really struggling. And I was living in a uni accommodation with some people I knew from class. And I was like, I was all alone. It was a dark night. I was just like, God, I just feel like crap. And then I put my headphones in and I saw that he released a new album because it was literally the day he released it. And I pressed it and I didn't stop listening to it like ever. I still listen to it today.
Yeah. And what are some of your favorite songs off of it?
It's very hard, but I'd say my anthem is probably like Drunk Face.
There we go. Good. There we go. Nice. And then we just had, at the time of this recording, literally yesterday, was the 1 year anniversary of Mainstream Sellout. So can you share any like things that you like about that album, or like what's your take on Mainstream Sellout kind of as a whole 1 year later?
I just still can't believe it's been a whole year already. Like, I remember buying my tickets as if it was like last week. But it's such a good album. Like, he twisted it in such a way. Like, obviously it was born with horns first, but then obviously he flipped it to go onto the people that hate him and called it, if you want to be calling this, I'm a Mainstream Sellout. So I was just thought it was a really good play on the words with how people are hating on him, like, which I see a lot of it online, unfortunately. And just Mainstream Sellout as a whole, it's a vibe, like, you can't explain it. Like, there's so many different songs that can relate to a situation you're in. But I found in that whole album, A was my favorite song. And because I feel like when I'm on a high, I don't ever want to fall, like, when I'm this high. Just like, I want to claim that as mine. So obviously Tickets and A are like my top two, and then obviously going to get a couple more tattoos in time, which I'm currently designing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is why we started off the podcast with A. I said, what song you want me to use? And you just pulled up the sleeve, had the nice A tattoo, and it's like, all right, you're making it nice and easy for me, man. Making it nice and easy. Have you seen him in concert? Were you able to go to any of his shows overseas last year?
Not overseas, only just here in England.
Well, I guess that's what I meant. Overseas for me, but in England for you.
Yeah. I saw him in Birmingham of October last year.
Mm-hmm. And what was that like?
Oh, like, because I've never had enough money to really, like, go and see him. And then when I really wanted to see him, I just couldn't. And then obviously I was like, oh, the tickets are here. And I didn't realize they're on sale because I was at work. And I got home and I was like, oh my God, I need to get on right now. And even when I got home, I managed to get two tickets from me and my sister to go. And like, we were right at the front of the seating one. So there's all standing here and we were right at the front here. And as soon as he came out, I just jumped out my seat and I was like, come on. I was just like, it's like when you meet your hero for the first time, you're just like, you can't believe that he's actually right there. And you're like, starstruck. Like,
yeah. Absolutely. I've had this conversation with MGK Israel when I had her on the podcast, and she's like, it's very different for you guys in the United States, because if you just think about the way that like your favorite artists will structure like their calendar, you kind of have the opportunity to see them, you know, multiple times a year, most likely. But when they then go overseas to Europe or, you know, to other continents or countries, you know, you never know when they're going to be coming back. And so, like, yeah, that may be, like, your only opportunity. And so I can't imagine, especially for you, right, where we had that three-year run of, I guess, two-year run of tickets, and then last year all of mainstream sellout, and it just, like, finally, we're back, he's here, like, the moment is at the absolute highest, I need to go see him.
Definitely.
Yeah. What was your takeaway from the concert and actually seeing him in person, right? You said it's kind of like seeing like your superhero right in front of you. But what was like the key takeaway or things that like really like stood out to you during those?
Just how everyone comes together over so many different songs. Like you play a song and it can mean so many different things to different people. It's like when you hear Glass House, I know that one's like really hard for some people. And I was just there like crying my eyes out while I was recording. I was like, I was just like, it's just such an amazing experience. Cause like when he was playing Twin Flame, I like took a chance to like just be present. And I was like looking around and I was like, wow, this is just amazing.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I feel like I did that with Twin Flame at least once or twice this past year too. Specifically, I'd say at like MSG, at the Brown Stadium, things like that, where it's just like you're just looking around and it's just like this very, like, specifically for that song, this very like quaint and like perfect kind of moment that everyone's just kind of like in tune with the universe at that point. It's really, really cool.
I love it.
Cool. So being an OG for 10 plus years, what, I guess, if we were to go back in time just a little bit, all right? This was probably before MGK was this worldwide international superstar. When you were listening to him coming up, what were the things that you were telling, like, your friends and your peers about him? Like, trying to get them to listen to this guy. What was, like, your 30-second pitch?
I mean, it was kind of hard because when the school I was in, not many people like listen to rap or anything like that. They're all like pop and country because like it's quite a educated school. And I was like, yeah, these people are definitely not going to listen to this, but you never know. So like, obviously I went over to some people. I was like, you should check him out. Like, he's pretty good. Like, listen to this song and this song, and they'll give you a variation. Like, you had DMC and all that lot. And it was like, just give it a listen. Like, obviously, we're all pretty young at that age. It's like your music taste is very defined to like one thing probably. But at that time, I was just like checking out.
Yeah. Have you had any people like kind of reach back out to you in like the past, like call it like 2 years or so, being like, you were right, or I should have been listening to him earlier or anything like that?
Yeah, I had one friend in university when I first started. He was like proper against him. Like, he was just like, oh, I really don't like that guy. Like, I don't see how you like his music. And I was like, just give him a chance. Ignore everything the social media says. Just listen to it for what the music is. And you'll understand how much we love him just from the music itself. And then he came to me probably during the mainstream sellout run. He's like, dude, I've been listening to this all the time. Like, I should have like listened to him earlier. And I was like,
yeah, I know. And I feel like that's always like the moment, like as fans, that I personally take the most pride in when I do get those texts, or when it's like I listen to this song and it's really good and I'm going through this whole album, or specifically like my relationship with my girlfriend. Like, it started off and she never listened to an MGK song before we were together. And now you look at her Spotify and it's the only thing that's on there besides Taylor Swift. And so I feel like I've done my job there, and it's just the best when we get people kind of coming back around, and it's once they do go through. I love what you said there about kind of ignore everything that's on social media, just listen to the music and then form your opinion from there. That's really smart.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what are your hopes for this year? We're looking at, he's going back to Europe and just kind of like traveling around for a bunch of different festivals from like May through August. Are you going to any of those?
I'm going to the Royal Albert Hall one in May. I am.
And May, that's in London, right?
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Very cool. And then obviously there is like this expectation that hopefully we get this long-awaited rap album. What's your level of excitement for that?
Oh, just, I can't like explain it. I'm trying not to like look at leaks, because like I've seen him on Twitter. He's like, please don't like leak him. Like, he appreciates you listening, but like, don't share it in a way. Like, it's kind of hard to word, but just, I've heard so many leaks. I'm like, come on, man. I want to hear it. I want to hear at least one new song, but like, I'd rather wait until he feels it's right to put it out than push him to put something out he's not happy with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. With you being able to see him again now in May, I mean, how cool is it for you that, you know, we talked earlier about how at the States level here, we're able to see our favorite artists, you know, multiple times a year. And for you, it may not be the exact same year, but you get to see him again. And, you know, let's just do, I'm doing quick math right now. And, you know, basically a, what is that, like a 7-8 month span?
Yeah,
so how excited are you for that concert in London in May?
I check every day. I got like a little countdown on Instagram. I'm like, how long we got now? Not long. Like, I'm just so hyped because I'm a lot closer this time. Like, I was really far back when I first saw him. I was like, thank God my friend could zoom in. So mm-hmm. I'm probably like, say about 20 feet from him now. Like, very close. So I'm like, I'll probably just be like, I wouldn't even be knowing if I'm recording or something. I'll just be like, starstruck, like, he's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's so crazy. I had a very similar experience when I saw him 2 years ago in Jacksonville, the first show right after kind of COVID and the whole pandemic. I was like all the way in the back. And it's very funny to see the way that I have progressed in the past 2 years for that, where I started there, and then each show it felt like I got closer and closer and closer and closer. And we kind of topped off last year in Fort Lauderdale for the Odyssey Beach Festival, like second or third row, kind of like right there. And it's just like, oh my, like he's right in front of us. So that was really cool. And just to kind of honestly like see the show from all like those different angles. And I think that's something that you're probably gonna pick up on, I'd say probably a bit too, where you know like some nuances and you can like see the show and you get like this really cool like grand view from seeing him all the way in the back. But now you're gonna get the totally opposite perspective, you know, being 20 feet from him. Yeah.
It's just mental. I still can't get over it. Just...
Mm-hmm. One of the questions I ask a lot of people when they see him live is, was there a song that you liked so much better live than on the album? Where maybe you were listening to it and you're like, yeah, it's fine. And then you heard it live and you're like, oh, this is incredible.
I don't know. I'm pretty biased, but actually I had a friend over in America because I was very hard on Floor 13 because I liked it, but then I didn't realize how much he changed it live. So like when Floor 13 was on and I saw the mosh pit, I was like, this is proper. Like, I love this song so much more now that I've heard it live. I was just like, my head was going, like trying not to fall off the rail because I was just like so into it.
Yeah, the added guitars for Floor 13 with Justin and even honestly, like, the being like willing almost to give Sophie like her own metal guitar, like just shred for 45 seconds. You know, do whatever you want, but just take it and run with it. Like, that is so cool to me, because if you just were to ask a lot of MGK fans, like Floor 13 is probably one of their favorite rap songs. And for him to take a fan favorite and just kind of throw Sophie and Justin the keys and say, hey, go ahead and just shred it. And we're gonna really up level this in a way that nobody really expects. Like, that's awesome.
I just appreciate that he's like put two artists out there who are like really good, and he's like, he's got Sophie, as you say, to like represent, to show that girls can do this too, not just guys. Mm-hmm. It's like he's representing that anyone and everyone can do it.
Absolutely. Shout out to the queen, Sophie Lloyd. So, Max, let's wrap it up here, all right? We end every show like this. 5 rapid-fire MGK questions. It's not tricks. It's not trivia. It's more so this or that. You ready to go?
I think so, yeah.
let's do it, man. Let's go blonde hair or pink hair?
Blonde on every day.
Blonde on. Let's go pink guitar from Ticket or black guitar from Mainstream Sellout?
I'm going to say pink because it's more iconic for me.
There we go. Rap Kells or pop punk Kells?
I'd say at the moment pop punk because his rap album's brewing.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. If you can only keep one MGK album and the rest are thrown into a fire, which one are you keeping?
Tickets every day of the week.
And then last question, if you can only see him perform anywhere, I guess if you could see him perform anywhere in the world, where would you want to see him perform at?
I honestly wouldn't mind, like, I would appreciate seeing him anywhere because it's just a blessing and grateful to be seeing him anywhere, so anywhere.
Extremely well said. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Max Elson, aka MGK Thoughts on TikTok. Max, thanks so much for hopping on this, man. This was fun.
Thank you very much. It was very fun. Hopefully do it another time.
Absolutely, dude. We'll be staying in touch for sure. Thank you so much for listening or watching, whether that's on podcast platforms like Spotify or Apple Podcasts or watching on YouTube. I greatly appreciate it. Be sure to like and subscribe for more, and we will see you in the next episode.